Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Don Yeager and D.C. Lou Casey in today, and by golly, that cooler weather at the end of July just gave me a thought, and then Panthers in training camp gave me another thought, and then all of a sudden, it's high school football time, D.C.
Oh, man, yeah, absolutely. It's hard to believe we're already there. I'm excited about it. I know I'm excited about the weather, but I'm definitely excited, no matter what the weather is, excited about football, and particularly there's something really special about high school football, whether you played, whether you're a fan, whether you just went to high school and have a connection or anything like that. And you don't have to be in Texas, right, to really appreciate high school football. That's
just,
for sure.
Just in the South.
That's right. I will say.
Absolutely.
I will say there is something particularly special about it and something particularly special about high school football in this area. And on the Carolina Outdoors program, we are lucky to have with us the guy who really knows the scoop on high school football, and that is Langston Wirtz. Langston, thanks for joining us.
Having me, I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Lots going on. I know the kids have been out there practicing for several weeks. I've been over at the ball field over at Myers Park and seen the kids working out for, well, heck, pretty much since school got out in the summertime.
Yeah. So, they get going right after school and get right on through August, getting ready.
Exactly, and it is time, man. It is time, and lots to look forward to. Not even with schools. I know Myers Park really surprised a lot of folks, and probably some of themselves even, with how well they did last year. One of the best seasons they've had since, 1985. Who else should we be looking for this year? Who do you think is going to have a breakout season this year?
Well, I think Harding may have a breakout season this year. Harding is a team that was, had a brief run in the 80s where they were good, but they hadn't had a lot of success really since the 50s and 60s, where they were actually one of the best teams in the state. And they have a kid that may actually be the very best player regardless of position in class of 2019. He's certainly the best running back. His name is Kavaris Crouch. But they also have about seven Division I football players, including quarterback Raheem Murphy, who has committed to Army. Brahim was actually homeless last year, moved in with his coach, and that was a story I know that captured kind of the community's heart and became a national story as well. They have seven Division I recruits. They have 40 players. Harding normally has about 25 players. They have a dynamic coach. Come in, Sam Griner's come in and kind of, changed the culture. He talks about moving mountains, and the kids are really bought in, and they've kind of become a little sub-community within the community, just a football team. And I expect them to really challenge for a conference championship. But I don't think Myers Park will be a big surprise, but it would not shock me at all, guys, if Myers Park's playing for that first state championship this year.
Wow. You heard it here first.
There you go.
There's
some serious predictions.
You heard it here first. You're right.
They have a phenomenal coach. They just picked up a great running back transfer from East Mecklenburg. They got a great wide receiver transfer from Providence Day, and they have one of the best wide receivers, not just in the state, but in the region. And Elijah Boyd, they have everything. Myers Park, if they can replace the linebacker they lost last year on defense, they have all the tools to make a run and win that first state championship. I really believe that.
Now, before they get there, and I want to ask you about Harding as well, who do you think is going to be the biggest challenge on either one of those teams' schedules this year, before we even get to the playoffs?
You got to win your conference to do well in the playoffs.
Exactly.
You want to get a good playoff seat. I think Myers Park is certainly, the favorite in the Southwestern 40. One of them, they have to beat Butler, which is always the the kind of conference-heavy. Butler is down a quarterback, but they always seem to find one. So I think Myers Park will have to deal with Butler. Harding just has to beat the people in this conference. Charlotte Catholic has gone out of that conference, and so it's wide open. The Audrey Kells and the Olympics of the world, I think they have a good shot to win that conference. But another team over there, West Mecklenburg, is stocked with Division I talent, speed everywhere, and they were 9-4 last year. So that may be Harding's biggest game.
There you go. Now, let me ask you another question.
All right.
What about the private school game this year? Talked a little bit about Providence Day, talked a little bit about Catholic, and I know they're changing conferences this year, so.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Catholic's dropped down to 3A. They're going to be in a conference with 3A public schools. I remember Catholic plays public school ball, so they'll be
they'll be the favorite probably to win that Union County Conference. And I think Catholic and Greensboro Dudley, which were the two best teams in Class 4A. Remember, they split 4A and 4AA in public school football. I think they'll be the two best teams in 3AA because both teams are dropping down. In terms of the other private schools in Charlotte, I think it's going to be a little bit different year. Davidson Day has kind of abandoned the football program. They got in the coach to kind of rebuild it from middle school on. Head coach Chad Greer, who's done real good, the quarterback at West Virginia this year, is coaching down in Oceanside, South Carolina, with Charleston. And so Latin is down a little bit, and Charlotte Christian has everybody back. If there's the biggest favorite in any class in the state of North Carolina, would be Charlotte Christian. If they don't want to stay championship this year, I would just absolutely be shocked. They are just absolutely loaded. The quarterback, Garrett Schrader, just got Austin, Alabama. Mm-hmm. They got a running back going to Stanford, Woods. I mean, they're just loaded.
Now, and let me ask you another question about these high school football kids. Lots and lots has been said over the last several years, and I mean, I don't think it's even come close to reaching a crescendo yet, in my opinion, about concussion. And I know this is a little bit out of the X's and O's department, but do you think that we are to the point to where some of these athletes are saying, you know what, maybe not football, but maybe lacrosse or baseball or some of these other sports?
Yeah, there's no contact in those, is there?
It's a different kind of contact, that's
for sure.
Ever
get hit upside the head with a baseball?
Yeah. I think the latest participation numbers, as I recall, I hate to say something, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think there was much of a drop off at all in that latest high school participation numbers. What we also need to drop off is a youth football participation. Mm-hmm. So I think in the coming years, you're going to see a drop-off on football participation because parents, frankly, are afraid that their kids are going to get CTE. In high school is about the time when the hits really start, you know, sounding like they hurt or looking like they hurt versus kind of the hugging they do in middle school and youth ball. So I think there's going to be a little bit of that. I just don't think football's going anywhere because it creates too many opportunities for too many kids, and so many kids view it as a way out, a way to live their dreams, and I think they're willing to take the risk. But I do think you're going to see a drop-off in participation, and I think you see a drop-off in the high school game.
Well, that and you know, to further that same thought about, you know, what it means for the kids, I mean, think about what football means to alumni, not only at the college level, but also at the high school level. You think about your alma mater playing.
No, it's football's a huge deal. It's the beginning of a season. Everybody's excited. Everybody's 0-0. Schools coming back in, it's a huge social thing. You know, the NFL is going to see their numbers go back up. I know last year they kind of got trumped with their numbers because everybody was paying so much attention to the presidential election. But if you look at the numbers of people going out to the preseason practices, they're astronomical, and ratings are going to be higher again. Football is a big deal in this country. I don't think it's going to change, and I think, you know, the trickle-down effect to the high school and youth football won't change. In terms of how much it means to people, I do think there's going to be a dip in participation, though, because, as we discussed, parents are, you know, more and more cautious about putting little Johnny out on the field and he gets hit in the head.
Right on. Well, I don't want to end on that, though, that's for sure, but I do want to end on this note.
All right.
If you can only watch 3 games coming into the high school football season, what are the 3 games you need to put on your calendar?
Well, you got to go to Scotland County on Thursday, August 17th, because Mallet Creek is playing Scotland County. Scotland County has the number one running back in the class of 2018. Remember, I told you Harlan has the best running back in the class of 2019. His name is Zeus White, Zamir White. Zeus is his nickname. They call him Zeus because he's like a Greek god. So Mallet Creek's known for their defense. They're going to try to stop the nation's best running back. Got to be there for that game. I talked about Myers Stark and Butler. You got to be. I'm not sure the date, but maybe in October. You got to be there for that game. And then, of course, you got to be there when the Bell game goes back to where it should be. A.L. Brown's going to play Concord at the end of the year instead of the beginning of the year. It didn't seem right. It's the region's longest running rivalry. You know, it's 15,000-20,000 people every year. It just means so much to everybody in the community. And it's going to be at the end of the season. It's probably going to be for a conference championship. So that's where it should be. You know, those are 3 games I just couldn't miss.
There you go, man. There you go. All right. Langston Wirtz, can't thank you enough, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back. We'll be back in a few minutes on the Carolina Outdoors. Going to get you some football this weekend. So stick around after these messages.